What is your weird Thanksgiving tradition? Things changing a little bit for us this year. We're working on Wednesday and Friday, so I'm not going home to Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I'm excited because it'll be the first time in my entire life that I don't have to run around to 8 different places.
That's nice.
I get to sit home. I get to wake up when I want to wake up. I can shower when I want to shower or not shower at all. I can sit in sweatpants with my Chinese food and my wine and my TV.
You could just sit there, don't shower. Grab the hair, just throw it up and just put some old clothes on and just bum around the house all day.
I don't have to speak out loud. My roommate's working. I don't have to speak out loud all day. I can say no words on Thanksgiving.
That's perfect, isn't it?
It is. What's your weird Thanksgiving tradition? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you go 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. What's going on, girl?
Well, Thanksgiving, that's a holiday and a tradition that I didn't grow up with. I've been living in this country for 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids I keep creating the tradition for them and stuff. But like you say, it is exhausting. And all the food and all the cooking and then you sit there, everything is gone in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And all your work, all the preparation, all the stress, that's it. So what we do now, I take invitations.
Yes.
To go to friends' house. So that's what I've been doing in the past 3 years. I don't cook anymore. I do get up in the morning and bake some those big cinnamon rolls and watch the Macy's parade. That's my tradition.
It should be.
That's it.
Yeah, it should be a day to enjoy the day off, enjoy your time, and not be so stressed out about everything. Kayla, thank you for checking in.
Okay.
What is your? Do you have a tradition that people will be like, "What are you doing Thanksgiving? I'm going Chinese food this year.
I'm going pizza.
I'm gonna sit my happy butt at home."
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Robin, what's up?
Nothing. We go camping. We take our camper and we go in the woods for Thanksgiving. We fry our turkey out there and everything.
Where do you go to the same spot every year?
We traditionally have been going to Lum's Pond, but we're going to try to go to that one up in Bear. I can't remember what it's called now. No, wait, is that Lum's Pond?
You bring everything with you? You deep fry turkey? You do all of that?
Yeah, but we sit outside on the picnic tables out there, and we just eat Thanksgiving dinner out there.
I kind of like that. It's just different.
Do other people think you're weird when you say that you do something different like that?
They really do, but then when we start explaining it to them, it's
nice.
Really cool, because it's like, everyone's all crowded in the kitchen, and it gets hot, and it gets stuffy, and everyone gets cranky, but it's like, I love cooking, and I love eating, so... go and do it out there. Like, we boil the potatoes at home so we can smash them when we get there. But we try to do a lot of the prep beforehand, but it's just fun. The kids are out riding their bikes. We're, just getting the table ready.
Nice.
It's just, it's a lot of fun. We go fishing. It's really cool.
Robin, where are you calling from?
Felton.
Thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
Sure.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
It's John.
Hey, John.
John, what's up, man?
Well, see, I got to actually, believe it or not, I got to go on you, Amy. I'm a little bit confused here.
Okay, why are you confused?
You say sit at home with a bottle of wine and sweatpants and all that. Amy, how much you work?
How much what?
How much do you work?
A lot.
Yeah, why?
Because I make it a person. I work, four jobs? You obviously saw me working at the pizza shop when I dropped off the bras to you that one day. But if I have any time, it's going to be, I don't care if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, I'm going to go no matter how many houses to see my family. Because it's my family.
Well, that's you, and that's great that you choose to do that. I've done that my entire life, and on my day off, I'm going to shoot my holiday in the middle of the week. I would nothing more than to sit my ass at home with a bottle of wine and football and sweatpants.
And Chinese food.
Yeah.
I can only watch football unless the Eagles are playing, but they ain't playing this Thanksgiving.
Why? Because that's what you want to do. That's what I have to do.
No, I'm not saying that's what you have to do. I mean, I wish I could go up to Massachusetts myself to see my family, but...
You're calling up here throwing a little bit of shade. I work four jobs. You don't work enough, and you want to sit home and have downtime in your alone time. I don't call you and throw shade, do I?
No, of course not.
Okay, but... John, thanks for checking in, man.
All right, you have a good morning.
I think John's happy.
Yeah. Call here with that. Then I try and guilt trip. This is what my family does. This is why I don't want to go see them.
I was going to say, is your family
Oh, you're
again?
Not coming over? No. Goodbye.
talking to John is like talking to your mom all over again.
He's FaceTiming. You can, what's your weird Thanksgiving tradition? You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.